This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Rum-pa-pum-pum. Look at that boy about banging that drum, keeping that beat and sucking his thumb. Better not forget where he from. When he grow up so big and so tall,
oh my gonna God, be a boss in charge of Christmas, them all. Started from the bottom to be the
best. Yeah, well, I fought. I wanted to get a little bit of RuPaul in on Mad Wednesday.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Monday, the Christmas Eve special edition with Robbie and Dean. And since it's Christmas time and holiday time, I guess it's okay to get all the Wednesdays, Mondays confused. I don't know whether I'm coming or going half the time.
Who cares? I've got 2 weeks. I've got 2 weeks off from my real job. I don't need to worry about what day of the week it is.
Who has a real job? I don't know what you're talking about.
So, Dean, some people leave their house in the morning and they put on a shirt and some pants and they head in to commute into the city and do some work.
Get out.
No.
I don't believe it.
It's a lie. It's outrageous. It's a lie you would...
I won't accept another word of your lies. I own 51% of this company.
We have been talking Christmas all day, which you can join in with us. We've been getting some great messages in. You can SMS us on 0427-JOY949 or you can email on air at joy.org.au and tell us, what are you doing for Christmas? What are your Christmas plans?
We've gotten some lovely messages. We got a message saying, hey boys, nice to hear your happy voices this Christmas Eve. Dean, I thought I'd show you my tree with the prezzies under it. They're still waiting for tomorrow, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, pictures don't come through. That was from Robbie's mum.
Yes, no, thankfully it is from my mum.
We can't see the pictures.
I can just show you the pictures.
Oh, that's right here, beautiful. Dean. I'm hoping to get my Christmas tree up by tomorrow night, just to get into the spirit of it all. That is a beautiful Christmas tree. Feel free to bring it to mine. We also got a donation of $50, thanks to Shantam from Brunswick East. Thank you so much for donating to us here on Joy. You can also donate if you've got a bit of Christmas cash spare. You can jump onto the Joy website and why don't you just give us a little bit of money so you can give the Joy May Grow. And we also got a lovely message by Michelle, who's partying in the car, saying, I love, love, love this song. Well, that could have been any of them, quite frankly. We've been pumping the tunes, Michelle. Thank you. I'm singing out loud and proud in my car. Well, that's how I like people to enjoy their
music. I assume she was talking about RuPaul's Rum-pa-pum-pum.
Sure. You would assume that. Yeah. I'm going to say no. It's all lies. Now, I have a Christmas tradition, Robbie. Let's welcome. We've got our guest.
Should we talk about the elephant in the room, Jay?
It's a literal elephant in the room. Literal elephant in the room. Our guest is coming early and we're just doing things free and loose today, so we're just going to bring him in early and have a bit of a different chat. Do you want to intro while I get the applause ready?
Certainly have. We've got the fabulous Melbourne drag sensation Carla Moxie joining us in the studio. How are you going, Carla?
Good.
Really, really good. We may as well just get you in early. We're going to be talking Orphans Christmas after 5 o'clock because we all have them, and Carla has a hand in that. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that later. But I want to fill you guys in on my Christmas tradition. Every single Christmas time, I update my dating profiles. Every single, it's like you suddenly have time to think about it. And you've eaten all your food on Christmas Day, you're doing nothing in the afternoon, so why not just update, make sure the kids can't see the screen, of course, but I update all of my profiles, whether it's changing the title or description. I don't know why, but it's the time of year that I always do it. This year I've updated the picture as well.
Oh. You have, and you've shown this to me. You've updated with a bit of a Christmas theme.
I have. I've gotten into a Christmas theme. I'll obviously change it again for New Year's, but the picture that I originally had was me dressed up as Princess Leia. It was obviously ironic and hilarious, but it was me dressed. I mean, it's a great visual medium, radio. I was dressed up as Princess Leia. It was an image I did ages ago, and it showed that I was fun yet, ridiculous. And I've updated it this year to me dressed as a reindeer, and I think that works just as well. So I've gotten plenty of friends commenting saying that's really cute, but I don't know if that's going to help in any other way. But it is certainly, every single Christmas time, I kind of go, all right, it's time for a reboot. Some some things don't seem to be working. So I go through every dating profile I have, which for me is too many, and whether it's online or on my phone, and I change the description or the wording and the imagery and just clean house and fix it all up. Do you think that's crazy or a nice tradition?
Look, Gene, it is the season to get laid, apparently.
Some people make, well, I mean, apparently not for me, but some people make chocolate ripple cake. I clear out my dating profiles. Do you think I'm crazy?
Yes, I do. I think you're very crazy, but this is not necessarily the craziest of your
parties. I think after Christmas lunch is probably not the best time to take new pictures, you know, bloated.
You know, No. I mean, I'm a photographer. There are many photos of me, so I'm not concerned about that. But it's not so much the pictures, but more the description. And it's that whole thing of, you don't want to reactively try to write what you're writing for your profiles at a time where you're thinking about it too much, or whether you're frustrated with people, or whether you're frustrated with what you're getting or not. I think, you know what makes me really happy, Robbie, is that your mum, I know, is listening right now and is hearing all about me fixing up my dating profile. So, Maddie, if you've got any suggestions for how I can get a man, I'm all for hearing about that help. Please, please help me. And I mean, it's that time of year where everyone kind of rests, so I guess it's just a good headspace to reassess and refocus. I actually deleted three profiles from I'm on a lot of apps.
I deleted
three of the profiles.
And there was more than three apps.
Right. Well, no, I mean, there's websites as well and there's things like that. I stretch far and wide and it's not just my weight and my waist size. But yeah, so I got rid of some and I cleared up others and I just reassess how I'm approaching my online presence because it has every single year it doesn't seem to work. So there you go.
I think it's a great idea. Calla, what do you reckon about a yearly clean out of the old dating profile?
I think it's a good time to do it, honestly. I mean, holidays time, you're sitting around, you're not doing much, you're not working, you know, you're sitting around usually with family that bores the hell out of you. So
see,
you've got nothing better to do. You just sit there and
build it. That's true. You can do a bit of swipe left, swipe right on Christmas Day.
Just do it under the dining table.
The danger becomes kids now are suddenly noticing that you're on your phone and they think the phone's a toy.
Yeah.
And we cannot have those kids. Never let the kids swipe left or right on your phone. Never let the kids swipe left.
Isn't that a rule of thumb anyway? Never let anybody swipe left or right in your
children,
photo gallery.
They're children. I mean. They don't understand. So maybe this year my focus should be on fixing all of my dating profiles before Christmas lunch starts.
Yeah, no, because that's prime time. It's
in the
be
morning.
Prime time.
In the morning. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. So let's see what's going to happen. You know. But I've updated the photo. My username was previously Deirdre Chambers and it's now Reindeer Games. So... I think it's going to work out really well.
There you go, listeners. Have a look. See if you can track that one down. Do a bit of detective work. Yeah. Might not be a lonely Christmas for you after all, Dave.
Well, who knows? Or else everyone's just going to look at me and laugh. But, you know, what's a girl to do? I've got to try to get my New Year's passion early. So,
see, I can never think of a creative name to use. Everyone needs these exciting titles.
I know, right? Like Carla Montana.
Oh, that's really boring. Yeah, I'm putting that on my dating profile.
Yeah, come on over.
Hey, you know what? The irony sometimes works. Like, that's why I always make sure the picture represents not me in a ridiculous way, because the profile can be a little bit more serious or a little bit more crazy, but I always make sure, because let's face it, with me you get too many packages. It's not just one package. And it's always been really interesting because I realised one year someone turned around and went, depending on what profile or what app you're on, it's a different representation of who you are. Mm. So now I make sure all the pictures are just as ridiculous as each other, and that way at least they know what they're going to get beforehand. Like, I'm not trying to fool no one.
There's no surprises.
No, but yeah, so there's always definitely a picture of me in a Lycra wrestling suit, or now currently me dressed as a reindeer.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm for that. And I think I like the idea of honesty on these dating apps.
Because
too.
So many people aren't honest on them.
So many.
And I don't understand why. Like, it's that whole funny thing where people pretend to be... It presents this negative stereotype of how we are in the world. Look at me just suddenly getting deep. Everyone, get out your Tim Tam Slam.
Seriously.
Put it in your tea. It's the negative stereotype that we present about ourselves, and that's half the problem, where everyone thinks online they need to have this reason to present themselves as a 10 without realising that they are already a 10. The 10 that they're trying to put out there is the 10 in someone else's eyes, and that's completely wrong. So I always, you know, like, and I know a lot, I'll always make a point to show my size, like my largeness on my profile. profiles, whether it's the reindeer one obviously has my titties in it. So I make sure that they're seen there because I'm not trying to hide who I am. I'm not trying to hide that this is me. But I'm also I always say to people, I'm also completely fine with someone meeting me and going, nah, not for me. And that's all right. It's how you approach it that matters. But we also have this problem where everyone projects everything through a filter online.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem where you're using these apps to try and represent yourself as something different. And that's a mistake.
Look, it's the flip side of it that confuses me. So it's the people who are using sort of photos that don't well represent themselves or words that don't well represent themselves. Like, what are you setting yourself up for? Like, are you just literally just trying to trick people into spending time with you?
I'll be honest, I'm still guilty of, you know, knocking a few kilos off or putting a few inches on, or, you know, it's just the thing that everybody seems to do, and I'm still guilty of it.
Don't get me wrong, knocking a few kilos off is fine. Like, if you don't like something about yourself and you don't want that seen in the representation, that's not a problem. For me, I have it all out there already. I am quite a big personality, so I don't concern myself with it. But what I do also turn around and think is, do you know what? Like, I don't want someone to have a completely different perception of who I am based off this thing that's sitting on a phone or on a computer. Like, if you're the point of it is to try and connect. So part of that is seeing how kooky I am. And the number of people that message me saying that's hilarious and then never say anything again is huge. And I also get a whole host of people who message saying that's ridiculous and block me. And I'm okay with it. If that's how you want to treat your journey or online experience, I'm cool with that because I just don't see the point to it. But it's just interesting. So this is the time of year where I kind of refresh everything.
Look, I just would want to avoid someone turning up and being like, no thanks.
I've had that happen to me before. I've had that where I've had to say that to someone and said, let's just have a cuppa instead. I'm going to be really honest. Like, and I'm okay with someone because unless you're taking the time to get to know them first, which we sometimes do, we sometimes don't, but unless you're taking the time to do that, what are you going to do? You know, you can't go anywhere with it. So if you're not, it's just the level playing field that you're on. And I'm not a fake it till you make it kind of person. I very much call it like it is and own it each and every time. That's just how I roll.
Well, do you have any dating advice for Dean or any other Christmas stories? Because that's apparently a traditional Christmas story now. You can please do get in contact with us. SMS us 0427 joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Monday, the Christmas Eve edition with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.